Thursday night, or Liyud Aleph Sivan, Chodesh Halvavos. We're learning Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're in the middle of number 12, and we're on page Reish Nun Aleph. And his main point, he did a little segueing here, as we like to say. His main point is, what do you consider your career? Is your career Yiras Hashem, Avodas Hashem, growing in Ava, Yira, Tfila, Torah, Chesed? Is that your career? Or is your career your business? That's where your mind is, that's where your mindset is, that's where you take pleasure. And you do all the mitzvahs, from guy, you do all the mitzvahs. But that's not where your enthusiasm lies. It's not what you, when you wake up in the morning, it's not like, oh, today I'm going to try to daven better than yesterday. That's what he's talking about. Then he makes a couple of turns, and he talks about, and it's such a pity that we put our kochos into Olam Hazeh, because Olam Hazeh is not in our hands. You could work, and then you go bankrupt, and what do you have to show for it? Or a person could die, and then what do you have to show for it? It all goes over to his children. This all. But on the other hand, he then made another turn, and he said, on the other hand, Hashem wants you, the Torah wants you to work, to have enough, to make ends meet, to have what you need. Now, how you divide what you need from what you want, we had a long discussion about that when we learned Shara Bitachon, because the Chavis HaVavah says when it comes to producing what you need, you have to work, you have to do. But then he says a big Chiddush, that when it comes to having what you want, meaning more than what you need, Hishtadlus will not help you, and you're wasting your time. If you're supposed to have it, you'll have it with your Hishtadlus of having what you need, and Hashem will send Bracha, and you'll end up having what you want. You're not going to get it because you work an extra hour of overtime. It's very hard for us to fathom that, to believe it, but that's what the Chodesh HaLevavos says. You can choose to not believe it, but his logic is, because really, Hashem decides if you're going to be rich or poor, or how much money you're going to have that year, that's been decided already. And really, Bitachon would logically tell us not to do any work at all, except for the idea called what we call Hishtadlus, that Hashem wants us to work. Hashem wants us to be busy, as he explains why. Hashem wants us to be busy with being productive members of society, and he channels his bracha through what we do. But he says, but that's only what Hashem wants you to do. And Hashem only wants you to do for what you need, not for what you want above what you need. Now, what about Eric? What? It might be built in, but that's if your boss says, I need you to work overtime, and I'm willing to pay you double overtime. But if a guy says, I want more money, and I'm therefore going to work overtime, that's not why he's going to have more money. He's going to have more money because Hashem said. Now, you're right, Hashem might be channeling it, and therefore you always have to make decisions. Is it taking away time from your learning? Is it taking away time from your family? Like, and again, you know, we think, oh, and then my kid needed root canal, or my transmission broke. Baruch Hashem, I did overtime, because now I have the money to pay for it. You don't realize that your transmission broke because you had overtime, so you were having too much money. So Hashem had to take away some of that money from you. So you caused your transmission to break by working overtime. So we have to have an outlet. But this totally off topic. Not totally. Because he talks about that here also. He says that you do have to work for, that you should be involved in. You have to make sure you do, you have a boss. You have to put in a proper day's work. So he says, don't get carried away. That's really what it says. Don't get carried away. But he says, Yaakov Avinu asked for lechem lechol lebeged lulbos. And he says, Shlomo HaMelech said, let me earn what I need. Don't make me too rich, because I'll be drawn after Moisrus, and that's not a good way to live. And don't make what? See, that's very. But he didn't ask for riches. You see, when Hashem, but you see, he didn't ask for riches. When Hashem appeared to him in a dream and said, what do you want? Ask for anything, I'll give you what you want. Right? Aladdin with the lamp, you know, the genie appeared and said, I'll give you whatever you want. He asked for Chachma. And Hashem said, I'm going to give you Chachma. I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you things. Besides, yeah. Now, a melech is limited. A melech has to be rich because he has to be an imposing figure. He has to be an authority figure. Even a navi has to be rich. Right? Rambam. A navi has to be strong, rich. He has to be a role model, someone people will look up to and will have respect for, etc. But that's, again, that's not okay. So now, but again, now we're getting back to the main point of number 12, of Cheshbon number 12, which is where your interests should lie. What should your career be? What should you be enthusiastic about? Where should you put your ambition, your hopes, your dreams, your goals? So we're up to the last 10 lines on page Resh Nun Aleph. Hayim lo tesor, achi, wake up. B'tirim migras, look at the absurdity, the chisaron of mashatol lohodbo, what you really get excited about. U'mesava elov, and you have a desire for that. You don't have a desire to know, you know, for ruchnius think of things, or at least not a natural desire. Anyway, that should be the cheshbon. The cheshbon never should be, what am I excited about? What excites me? Do I get up because my chavrus is waiting for me? Or do I get up when I have a hike to make? That's the question. If you want to just get stronger or richer, even in the best of Eifanim, you'll have it for what? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 decades. You know, that's it. And it's never smooth, it's always full of aggravation. In Yisba, you have all the food you ever dreamed of having. Yechla, so you'll get indigestion. Something won't agree with you. You'll be allergic to something. The Amira, but of course, if you eat too little, you're stocking. That's dangerous. If you dress too much or you dress in style, you'll have to buy a new outfit every few months. V'imnisher Arum, you'd start. But whether you're healthy or ill, it's not even up to you. Surely you realize that he's talking to from person, talking to the person that believes in Hashem. So whether I'm healthy or sick or alive, it's not even up to you. It's like, what are you getting so involved in something that's ultimately not up to you? How could you? That's what you should be worried about. This is all ways of saying you should focus yourself on what's lasting, on ruchnius, etc. Upashtuso. That's simplicity. Al herkevo, va'adinus muhusa, al gasuso. It's more a more simple life, a more edel life. Utfunoso mi bemeyuso, and your wisdom above your animalistic side of you. But it takes pleasure in eating, sleeping, and other pleasures. You try hard. You're totally into it. It's really not up to you. Take all the vitamins in the world. So if it's ishtadlus, you have to do it. If you see that as necessary for your health, then you're mechuyev to do it. But he's talking about that that's where you're into. And what about halachos kama v'kama? Do you have to put your efforts and enthusiasm and thoughts into your ruchniyistic life? Because that's really you. And that's up to you. And that's your bechira. And that's what's going to determine, you know, who you are and what you are at the end of days. There you can make an impact. People say, I want to make an impact. It's not you impacting the world, even if you become rich. It's not you impacting the world. It's Hashem. But in ruchniyus, it's all you. So you want to have the biggest impact. Pursue and get excited about and work on ruchniyistik in yonim. It's up to you to work out your own ruchnius. Hashem said, here, I'm giving you a life. Now let's see what you do with it. Madom means general knowledge. Chazal is a big believer in having general knowledge. Not l'shem knowledge, so to speak, but l'shem through that knowing Hashem. V'yishomer achokam k'nei chokmo k'nei bina. V'omer k'no chokmo matov mechorutz. V'omer k'en do chokmo l'navshechash imotsosa v'yishachris v'tikvos chalot ikaris. He's bringing down psukim now about the mila of being k'nei chokmo and seichel as opposed to gashmius things. V'omer im chokamto chokamto loch klomar. That's for you. No one's going to take that away from you. No one's going to share in it. These are your kinyonim, your ruchniyistik pursuits. Which can happen all too often. Okay, stop here.